I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital media. Show is powered by cannabis. This is how socially acceptable cannabis is becoming, and it's time for us to stop with the bullshit. And just, if you want to smoke weed, fucking smoke weed. Who cares? Like, I got too much shit to worry about if you're getting high. Like, I don't give two flying F's. But Amazon,
I prefer to call it getting right.
Yeah, if you want to get right, get right.
If you're trying to get right, that's all I'm like. If you feel right. Like you need it, then I feel like your life has a lot of rough edges, and that is just the sander that makes everything round and soft.
Yes, you're right.
I find it interesting the times that Andrew chooses to mute himself or to censor himself on there. He just said the F word like three times and then muted the last one.
You did do that. You did.
But anyway,
there's a limit.
My point was that Amazon now is going to stop testing for weed.
Nobody should drug test for weed. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Exactly. I mean, you're limiting your talent pool for someone that smokes weed. It really is just a dumb business decision. My point is that smoking weed is not a big deal. Nobody cares anymore. And
the FBI cares.
It takes the edge off.
They barely
care. The FBI does not care.
They only care if it's an avenue to get somebody for something else.
Like, right.
It's the new tax evasion.
I should have said the DEA.
Yeah. Anyway, tap on your microphone, Gina. Let
me make sure. Yeah. I had my studio tore down, so it's probably not working.
That's not working. But anyway, Teebs of Adrian, Teebs.green. Check them out. And I don't have my other computer. It's in my car, so I don't have a theme song. But hey, woo! Okay, let's do this.
AD, he seems a lot calmer. Your new dog seems a lot calmer this morning.
Pet CBD?
No. I wish. Dude, I know.
I was just there, and I thought about it, D, on the way home. I was supposed to have grabbed you that CBD from Teebs, and I forgot.
One side effect is of weed is you don't remember shit, and Gina never remembers shit, which is
amazing. I didn't remember anything before.
Oh, all right.
Like my kids have been calling me the live action Dory for years now.
All right, I gotta say hi to my mom, Mama Z, Brenda. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Hey, does anyone know this cat? What's his name? Anyone know Jonathan? Carlisle?
No, but I hate him.
Jonathan Carlisle.
Very happy for Jonathan.
I am. Yeah. That cat looked like he needed $1 million.
Right?
He looked like he needed that. When they asked him, his first words were, "I'm paying bills." So, you know, that's a cat that's like dodging past due announcements.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't pay anything unless it comes in a red envelope. That's just my strategy. It's not red.
Yeah.
It's not a disconnect notice on it. It ain't getting paid. Like you can send it early if you want. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. But you're still going to have to send two more behind it.
Yeah. It literally is. It's like the warning shot bill and then another warning shot bill and one right in your face. And you're like, okay, that's the one.
And sure, there are times the electricity's off, and sure, there are times a phone's off, and sure, there are times the cable is off, but you've misjudged a little bit. You misjudge how nice the company is going to be. It happens. You know.
So I do feel bad for the guy because the publicizing of his name on there, because the last person, like a few years ago on the east side, that won the five numbers without the Powerball and got $1 million. And then he died in a home invasion like 3 months later.
Oh, damn.
So like I feel bad for people when they get their name publicized with these things.
Well, he's not going to get his home invaded. It's And frankly, I mean, you got to be real kind of dumb to invade somebody's home to think that they're just sitting on $1 million in cash.
They just like just piled up like ones and made pile. Furniture out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but if I were that kind of cash, I'd pull it out in ones at least for a night.
And then you can take that shit to like Rack City or Lust or wherever the hell people spend right. tons of ones.
Yes. So this guy, but he we're just talking about Amazon. This dude is a great example. If I was Amazon, I'd be using him for a recruiting ad because he's keeping his job. He said,
well, "Yeah, It's not that much money after because you get the taxes. Retire. You get." Yeah, you know, you get about 600, 650 grand after taxes.
Oh.
That's just the ones that they take out, and then you've got to file again at the end of the year.
But if you put that money in the bank, you can live off $1 million. Like, isn't that like $1,500 a month or something like that? Just in interest? I mean, I can live off
$1,500. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations.
But you know, he wasn't getting the vaccine until they started this lottery, and then he went and got the vaccine.
Oh, see, that just missed me off even more.
Yeah, so that was, like, a little irritated by that. Like, that's bullshit, but okay.
Yeah.
It accomplished its goal for this guy, at least.
And it is. So I don't know about how ethical it is, but it's working, and I'm not going to turn down the $1 million if I win it.
It's very ethical.
Paying people to get vaccines?
Yes, that's ethical. That is super, yes. If that is the motivation to get you back and getting this community back to the way it is, there is nothing. Honestly, you look at the country, everybody fell behind. Everybody fell right in line once Ohio started doing this lottery. And, like, New York's doing it. Everybody's doing it.
West Virginia's got guns and trucks and stuff in theirs.
Yeah. I mean, Budweiser's giving out beer. Kroger's is giving out $1 million.
Did you hear Alabama is washing your KKK outfits for free?
Like, they weren't doing that already.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch said if we can reach herd immunity by July 4th, they'll give away free beer.
That is in the Alabama Constitution. You automatically get free cleaning of your white linens. Anyway,
it comes with a brand new white baby every time.
Congratulations to Jonathan Carlisle. $1 million. He was selected in the drawing by the Ohio Lottery and overseen by the Ohio Auditor of the State. He won the Vax-a-million.
My favorite line was he missed the governor's phone call. He said he missed when we all know he saw that number come up, didn't recognize it, and sent that bitch right to voicemail.
Because he thought it was one of the bills, the collectors that he's going to have to pay. Yeah.
He was like, Governor DeWine, my ass. You sound like AT&T.
You're not tricking me, Columbia Gas, that calls 18,000 times when you're two hours late paying your bill.
I swear to God, I wasn't even late paying my bill, and Columbia Gas will call 10 fucking times.
It's the worst.
Yeah, because they know you, Andrew.
They have
you on a list. They're like, it's coming up on his due date. We might want to remind him. We don't play.
Brenda says the state has to have special equipment to wash the KKK linens because that big pointy hat requires special equipment. So
start.
I wonder if you can sneak your sheets in there. You know,
right.
Get your bed linens done at the same time.
Wait, why are these?
You could call it your Ku Klux Klan starter kit.
DIY.
Or your good. This is your good sheets for special occasions. Gina, fix your microphone, by the way.
Well, then I gotta restart. I'll be right back.
She sounds fine.
You don't get a say-so.
I get a say-so.
He gets all the say-sos. I think that's on his birth certificate.
Got it.
just because I'm wrong.
He gets all the say-sos.
Even when someone else is talking, he's gonna make sure he gets his say-so for sure. Jesus.
Don't interrupt me.
And speaking of the vaccine and getting back to work or whatever, Tim Cook over at Apple is saying that employees need to come back to the office 3 days a week come September. So they're going to be good till September. Then you're going to start coming back 3 days a week. You also ask, the staff is going to be asked to work Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays in the office. And the staff will get 2 full weeks of working from home each year. He said in a new email sent out by Tim Cook of Apple.
But why would you split it like that? That's annoying.
What's that?
I love how they make that sound like that's a deal. Like, that's a big, like, congratulations. It's not, hey, you get 2 weeks off a year. It's, guess what? For 2 weeks, you have no excuses on why you can't come to work.
Or why you can be late.
Yeah, because your office is downstairs.
Is it time? It's pretty much time. I mean, unless you're a company. I mean, some companies, D, you're in the insurance business. I'm guessing a lot of those companies aren't going to bring offices back and stuff. I mean, they're saving a lot of money on office space and real estate and gas, electric, and all that shit. Am I right?
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, from my experience, like Allstate, when I was with Allstate, and this pandemic hit, they literally just shut down every satellite office that they had. Like, I had an office here that was in Holland, and that's gone. They just shut that down, and they just started. So they're saving a ton of money on rent, commercial real estate that they didn't need. You know, everybody, they realized that everybody can do their job from home, and now that they can increase capacity because now they don't have to worry about commute times, lunch, or any of that stuff.
No, that's true. So a lot of these companies are just rethinking the whole thing. Like, they're saying New York, they're worried about how many people are going to come back. Like, because New York real estate is so expensive. And if you've been getting along for a year at home, and as long as you're getting the same productivity or whatever, or maybe even more, then, I mean, if you're smart, you were working at home and doing more productivity, because that'll just be the case for you to be able to stay at home.
Dude, if you were smart, you'd go home and do the same productivity just to show them that it doesn't matter where you work. You do the same. I hate overachievers. Those motherfuckers, like, fuck you, bro. You know, now that I'm home, I do the work of 4 fucking people. Well, stop, because 3 people hate you. Now, stop.
But yeah, so Tifa, I'm surprised you can do your shit at home. I'm surprised you don't. You worked at home for a minute.
No, I didn't work at home at all during this entire thing. I've been coming into the office because I like the office.
Tifa's the type that would come out, even if he got fired, he would still come there.
Well, no, it's just it's. But I also live in a studio apartment, and my bed is like right there, and it's way too tempting.
That's hard. That's real.
I don't have the discipline to work from home.
See, that's the crazy. Every time I hear studio apartment, I assume somebody's got like a mic and a mixing board, and they're just like, man, I'm just churning out hits in the studio apartment with Timbaland.
And another one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my apartment. I love my apartment. It's just not conducive to working at home. Like, D there, he's got a whole setup there. He's got a separate room, desk, and everything. He has a door he can shut, which doesn't stay shut often because he's got a 6-year-old or whatever. But,
Working from home is really hard. It really is. Like, it takes me like 16 hours to get 8 hours worth of work done because I'm I'm doing other shit. Like, there's always other things to do. I get up to go to the bathroom. When you're in an office, you go straight to the bathroom and you come home. I mean, go back to your desk. But when I'm at home, I get up to go to the bathroom and there's 25 things to distract me between my desk and the bathroom. And then I'm off doing other things, and I'm starting dinner for tomorrow. Like, wait, what am I doing? I have to work.
How far is your bathroom away from your office that you could get distracted by 25 things? Well, Jesus.
First of all, I have ADHD, so it really doesn't take hardly anything to distract me.
I mean, honestly, like, Jesus, 25 things. I'm like, damn, I wish I could find 25 things to distract me.
Do you have cleaning ADD? Do you know what that is? Cleaning ADD? Anybody else have that?
No, I have anti-cleaning ADD. I take anything else other than cleaning.
Colleen's got both combined.
Yeah, so cleaning ADD. Well, the problem with the reason why she doesn't start cleaning is the same reason that I have a hard time starting cleaning, because we know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So like you start, like I'll say I'm starting in the kitchen, so I start cleaning or whatever, and then I'm like, okay, this has to go to the bathroom, because when you have kids, weird shit ends up in the wrong rooms. Like, why are the flossers in the kitchen? Like, why does that even so? Uh-huh. Or toothpaste in the kitchen? I know, kids are so weird. So you go and you take that to the bathroom, and then you start doing something in the bathroom, and then you and you just go throughout the house doing this. So like you have all of these different rooms started and nothing ever gets done. And when you're done, the house looks worse than when you actually started cleaning. And so it's exhausting. Like 3 hours later, your house is still trashed and you're tired and you want to be done cleaning. So I have to like make rules for myself. Like, I cannot leave this room. I have to do piles. Like, if I'm cleaning the kitchen, nothing, I can't leave. I have to set everything that goes in another room in a pile. So I'll have like four piles to take to the rooms, because otherwise I will never get done. And that's why Colleen does not start cleaning, because we know what's going to happen and it's exhausting just thinking about it. And so we are like, just fuck it. It can just stay a mess.
See, I just don't do it because I'm a filthy animal.
Or we do the illusion of clean, where you just pick some things up so it looks decent, but everything's shoved into drawers and in bins. And
see, you guys, like, there's certain times where it's appropriate to be farsighted, to think about things that are happening in the future, you know, like when you think about generating income and those kind of things. But when you think about house cleaning, you have to be in the moment. You can't just go, wow, I'm always going to do this forever. You just have to go, you know what? Today is the day that I clean. Like, there are two things that will never, ever be completely finished in my home. And I've wrapped my mind around that. And that's dishes and laundry. You will never be completely, laundry never ends. Dishes never end. True. So when you think about that, that's fucking depressing. It shakes you to your core. You're like, oh my, I am going to be a laundry slave forever. And you just, oh, white t-shirt, I fold a white t-shirt. And
your Negro spirituals kick in.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, I wish Abraham Lincoln would emancipate me from this laundry. Oh Lord Jesus. But Massa needs his clean pants, and Massa needs clean drawers. And then I look at Massa, and Massa says, put on Blippi. And I'm like, fuck.
So the only consistently like clean area of my house is the kitchen. Like I keep that nice and clean, but everything else is cluttered.
Your work area now there.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, and so but everything else is all cluttered. But what's funny is I was thinking back to before, you know, I would have dishes that would like stay in my sink for like a month or so, because I just would never get to them because I never went into my kitchen that often. But what I was thinking though is, you know, whenever my management had to come into my apartment, like they were sending the fumigators or they were sending, you know, something else, and they had to come to my apartment, I would put a dish towel over the dishes. Like that would somehow distract them. Like there's no dishes in here.
Yeah, what's there?
Like,
you can't
boom,
see
I just
me.
Hide it. I just hide the dishes under a dish rag. And I'm thinking, yeah, that does it. They're not going to see that.
That is how I got 100 illegal immigrants into the country. I threw a white sheet over them and walked them across the border. And Border Patrol was like, what's under the sheet? I said, you can't see it. So nothing. This is literally just my sheet delivery from Alabama. I'm taking these sheets to Alabama. There has been an uptick in Klan membership.
Yes. They're importing their sheets now.
Yeah. But see, yeah, we hate the black people. See, I'm like, yes, yeah, see, these are Mexican racist sheets.
we need to have an intervention on D's accents.
I got to say hi to Andrew Clark this morning. Also, I have a question for Lisa Hunker. She says she loves working from home. She's not having to drive 45 minutes to work at home. What field are you in, Lisa? And are you going to be able to continue to do that once this is all over? And 45 minutes is long. You got to multiply that by five. That's five. That's 20 hours a week that you've just gained in your life. That's 240 hours, which is dude, that's 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks.
I'd have to move out closer to my job or get a job closer to my home. I'd have to do one or the other.
We have a guy who 45. Lives in Defiance.
What's that?
We have a guy in our office here, Mommy, that lives in Defiance.
Wow. Lisa does medical billing. She can probably she could continue. I know a couple people that do medical billing from home and did before pre-pandemic, but she could continue to do it from home. Yeah. Whether or not her company is going to or not, I don't know.
You know who the original remote workers were? Farmers. Those motherfuckers did not get a break during COVID. They have been working from home from sun up to sundown for generations.
Beginning of time.
Yeah, I went to the farmers market for the first time. The Toledo's farmers market.
First time ever.
You have a farmers market.
Yeah, wow. It's literally
what'd you do around all that healthy food.
Tiefel, it's literally 3 minutes from your house, just like mine. And I didn't know. Every time I went by there, I'm like, oh, I really want to stop there, but then I always forget. So
where is this place?
It's down by Erie Street Market.
Really? Are you guys serious right now?
And so, yes, we're serious. We
lived here your whole lives, and you've never even known about the
first
farmers.
First of all, I haven't lived here my whole life. I lived in Genoa most of my life.
A decade. And
second of all, I didn't really do.
First of all, if that doesn't end in Genoa, Poland, shut up.
I know, like you can't go. I lived all the way in Genoa. Okay,
we were our own farmers market. Like that's just called the grocery store in Genoa.
You guys have a furniture store and a McDonald's. Yes. You guys came to Toledo for everything.
Yes. No, there's a whole grocery store. We didn't. My parents still don't leave Genoa. The furthest they go is Meijer in Northwood. They think my house is so far from them because they have to cross the bridge.
So anyway, go ahead. The farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. So we went to the farmer's market and it's really cool. Like there weren't a ton of vegetables yet because it's like, it's kind of early in the season. But but it was the flower weekend or whatever. There was tons of flowers.
You went to for the Memorial Day weekend, right? That's when you went. So it was like the flowers. There was a special concentration. It was the theme was flowers.
Yes. But it had there was so much stuff. There was like all the handmade soaps and things like that, which I was so thankful I didn't bring Bella because she's my little soap junkie. And we have like right now I have probably 15 handmade soaps sitting in my bathroom they're all Bella's. No. So yes. Oh,
how often is this farmers market active?
Every weekend.
On the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 1. I don't
think it's on Sundays. It's every Saturday. Sunday
a special thing?
Yeah, it was for flower market. But
I was surprised by that. But every Saturday.
It's every Saturday, and here's the great thing about it, especially for you, Tiefel. You're cooking so much at home now. Like you can get all your vegetables there. You can get it's so much fun, and that's where I discovered Knievin, the ice cream place.
They're they were there. They were there. The line was too long. I was going to buy something, but they were there.
Do they have cilantro? Because I find myself buying a lot of cilantro lately.
I'm sure they have cilantro, but why are you buying cilantro?
Apparently, it goes in everything.
But you don't have to put it. It's one of those things that's optional. Like I personally don't like cilantro, and I think most people. There's a lot of people that don't. It tastes like soap shavings.
You almost said most people don't. I love cilantro, and I will. And I would like to interject. I often find that people who don't like cilantro can smell stink bugs. Have you
I've never sniffed a stink bug. Maybe I can. I don't know. I've never been like, hey, little guy.
No. Never done that. Like I can't smell a stink bug. I love the taste of cilantro.
Okay.
And there's like a gene in people who can smell stink bugs that makes cilantro taste disgusting. My wife is one of those people.
What? Stop eating the stink bugs with the cilantro. And then
I can smell stink bugs and I like cilantro. Like this week,
not the rule, Dick.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I was the rule. I just was pointing out that I did both.
Okay. All right. So
I would like this week, the reason why I bought it is I made burrito bowls for my lunches.
Okay.
So that's cilantro lime rice.
We got to do Andrew, we have to do a segment for Tiefel where he does his recipe of the week or something because he's really getting in. He's doing the cooking thing. Like he's going to come and put my Wi-Fi booster in for me. And usually I pay people with food, like, cause I can cook. So I'm like, I'll cook for you. And Tiefel's a better cook than me now. So I can't pay him with food.
Yeah. This weekend I'm going to make my own puff pastry.
Yeah. Here's the thing about cilantro is that to me it correlates with fresh. Like I taste like a fresh cilantro with some lime, and I'm like, yeah, this is
delicious. It taste like soap? It's like, oh, yum! It's clean. It's like taking a bite out of an ivory bar.
No, what are you talking?
Maybe cilantro tastes like soap.
You need to eat stink bugs or something. There's something.
Yeah. You probably should have stopped cussing at your parents when you were little. Yeah. And they wouldn't have washed your mouth out with cilantro.
Can somebody can somebody else in the comments have my back? Does cilantro not taste like soap? Like, it can't just be me that thinks like cilantro tastes like soap.
No, not at all. Nobody thinks that.
Well, you guys like it, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but and there's nobody that thinks it tastes like soap.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, actually, there is. It's actually a pretty common thing.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure a lot of people that don't like it tell me that it tastes like soap, too.
One out of four people. There's four people. She thinks it tastes like soap.
You can't.
We are statistically accurate in this show.
You know, in another study, it was shown that one out of four people don't wash their cilantro thoroughly after they use soap to clean it.
No. So, see, they're people agreeing with me in the comments. So, nee. Thank you, Lori and Brenda.
So actually, hey,
you're not supposed to use soap to wash your vegetables, are you?
See,
you're supposed to.
Question: I'm assuming that you don't wash your vegetables. No.
No, I do wash them with warm water, but you're not supposed to use soap on vegetables, you guys. Don't do that. That's Dee's giving you terrible cooking advice. Don't do that.
That wasn't really advice. That was
Andrew says it's overrated lettuce.
All right, so before we get to the break, there was one thing I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
So so my company here, like I said, I've been working from the office this whole time. At one point, there was only three of us here in the office. And we were properly socially distanced because of where our offices are. But we also have another office in Lima. And we just got an email yesterday from our operations manager being like, hey, in accordance with the state of Ohio's recommendations and them dropping the regulations and stuff, we're also dropping our mask mandate in the offices.
Mm-hmm.
Literally nobody in the mommy office has been wearing a mask this entire time. Like people didn't start coming back into the office until vaccinations became more ubiquitous. And so we're just like,
ubiquitous.
Fuck you and your big words at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What the fuck is that before they came more ubiquitous? But, no. You know, people didn't start coming in the office till vaccines started becoming more Tyrannosaurus Rexes. And
Excuse me for having a lexicon.
A lexicon. Go
again.
People's trying so hard to land a girl right now. He's cooking. He's using big words.
Put your fucking personality in the lexicon and drive it off a fucking cliff. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, but no,
it was
just funny.
And driving off of I don't even know what the technical word for a road is, but use that technical word and drive it off a fucking suspension bridge.
Yes. You know what my favorite new word is that I've been using a lot. Like I'm using it probably three or four times a week. My new favorite word right now is accoutrement.
Oh.
So like let's say like yesterday, you know, like we were talking about what goes in the burrito, and I'm like, well, it is meat, and then the other accoutrement like lettuce and salsa and beans.
You know what, Andrew? I want you to spell that. You guys have D. You're never in our group chat. Our group chat stays funny, first of all, and you just
no, it doesn't.
Miss out on, yes, it does.
No, yes, it doesn't. You guys are Tubi. That's what you are. You're not. You're not Roku, you're not Hulu, you're like Tubi, and you guys say there's a lot of funny shit in there, but every time I fucking look at it, it's another episode of Three's Company, so I'm done.
Anyways,
I'm good.
Andrew will, he'll write out his words of, like, what was the other one? Soussaint. That was his one.
I got that for Demetrius, though.
But when he spells it out in the group chat, like, I sit there and stare at my phone, like, what in the actual fuck is he saying? And he like sounds it out phonetically, like he spells it out phonetically. And it's so funny watching him misspell words. It's amazing.
I'm amazed that he ignores the little red squiggly line.
You know,
his phone autocorrects and the abs for
he's got like his phone, his autocorrect is pretty much just given up at this point.
Like his abs.
Either that or he spells the word so horribly that even the autocorrect can't be like, what are you trying to say?
A couple things. First off, what we should do? We should put a listener group chat together. Anyone wants to jump in? We just put them in there and we just. So they can get in.
Sounds like a good way to get us banned.
A separate.
Look at D. D is over there like, that is not a good idea. I don't like this. He doesn't even get involved in the D wouldn't participate anyway. He's too good for us. He's too good for us.
Not.
He wouldn't, but.
Like, here's our group chat. Here's D. He's up here.
Honestly, like, is it am I the only.
Better.
Yeah, just a Sousson. But, like, yeah. Or as the French like to call it. Oompa, just oompa.
And I get crap for ubiquitous. But, over here.
First of all, French word versus ubiquitous. I would take, I will punch person ubiquitously. Anyway.
What?
That was the weirdest threat I've ever heard.
It actually makes a little bit of sense.
Am I the only one that when you see like a group text, your heart just sinks because you know like, five of those random people are gonna fucking respond and your phone is just gonna blow up.
Yeah, that's like, a group text though. This is the group chats. I just have it muted. So I just, whenever I feel like it, I look at it.
I have a group text with my family. Somebody will say something and then like all of them will respond.
Yeah.
But like I'm in the middle of driving. And then all of a sudden, my phone's just dinging off like six or seven different times and different responses. And like two of them will go into a conversation that should have been their own text conversation.
They're
doing it in the group chat. And I'm just sitting there like, shut up.
Yeah, just text them. Here's the rule of thumb. If it only pertains to one person, text that person, take it out of the fucking group. I mean, it's not that hard.
But I love my family, so I put it up with it.
We're the same way. We do the same. We have one for our family as well. By the way, I live in group messages. That's my life, is group messages.
I know you've created 50 of them for this show alone.
People, you don't have any clue. Almost every day, I would say at least twice a week, I get a notification that says, Andrew started or added you to group chat. And every single time I'll screenshot it because I'm like, this mother, like it is, I'm in so many group chats. And the problem is that he'll start another group for the same shit. So now I'll have three group chats about the same thing. And now I have to figure out which group we messaged what in. So I've started going behind him and I'm like, make me admin on this group chat. And then I go and I change the group chat to make it say obsolete and please message and then add the group name. Like I have to go behind him and clean up messes. He is the biggest toddler I've ever met when it comes to technology.
Because I go poopy a lot.
I'm tired of wiping your technological ass.
He added me to one with Governor DeWine. And it was, and Governor DeWine was like, who dis? I'm like, first of all, way to spell dis right, Governor. But...
He's like
really kidding. He didn't add me. He didn't add Governor DeWine to any of our chats.
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest little bit, D. He's
the coolest.
I just got this image of DeWine at the podium at a press conference, and Andrew just like messaging him in a group chat.
I was going to say group chat. I lost it. Anyway, I don't remember. But all right,
Andrew's thoughts are like little butterflies, just like mine. Just let them out into the wild. Ooh,
fly, little thought, fly.
That's his words. He gets paid for, not his thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. This Porsche show brought to you part by Teebs of Adrian, Teebs.green. Gina, you were at Teebs. How are things going at Teebs?
They're going very well. They have something called a blue light special now. You got to follow their Facebook page, Teebs of Adrian, or their Instagram. And they have specials now. So like when they get overstock on something, like they discount it so much That it's, I mean, it's stupid. Did you ever think
that you would live long enough to have a world where not only weed was legal, but they would have sales?
Right?
They have sales.
We have so much weed, we have to discount the weed.
Like, I think Mondays, their edibles are on sale. Munchy Mondays, and then on I think on Sundays it's like you can get the 0.7 pre-rolls for $7 or no, or is it it might be $7 a gram, I can't remember what it is, but like they have different daily specials and everything. It's awesome, and their prices are already super cheap.
So we sell weed legally. We accept everybody. Pride Month is now a thing. I mean, we're finally getting to places where we need to be, and there's still those motherfuckers that want to hold on to make America great again, and they want to go back in time.
I want to go back. Take me back to what?
Okay, so who does Teebs' social media, though? Is that you, Gina? Like, do you help them out with that?
They do a lot in-house, and then I do some with them, yes.
Because I'm pretty convinced that whoever's doing their social media is high, because if you go to their page, you know, and they put a post up, every time they put a post up, they check in to their own
place. It's a social media strategy that you're supposed to do, Tiefel, but it's cool.
I see it. It's hilarious because the post will be like, it's Teebs of Adrian is posting this, and then they'll go, Teebs of Adrian is at Teebs of Adrian. Like, where else would they be?
All right, DMX Lawn and Landscape as well. Get your lawn done. DMX, they are experts. They are a family. They do a great job. DMX Lawn and Landscape. All right. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. Which one am I doing here? This I want to do that one in a second. I'm doing my thoughts here. Okay, here's the one I want to do. So Perrysburg. Every year they have Harrison Rally Days, and they have it's a cool little thing because, you know, there's a big vendors area, there's food, there's a parade.
Was that when they had the big giant dildo on the statue?
Yes,
last year or the year before.
They do two parades in town. They do like a 4th of July and I think the Harrison Rally Days. So yeah, I think it was the Harrison Rally Days where they had the big dildo on Mr. Harrison or whatever the fuck his name is.
I think it was like Perry.
Yeah, Commodore Perry put it on. He wore that proudly.
Yeah,
he did.
It was nice size. I mean, yeah, I think it was taken from real life measurements or something. It was or true to life. What do they call that when it's
I was going to say cuz if it was actually because it was actual color, that would have been he. I see how he died.
All right. So anyway, so now Harrison Rally Days, which was named after a president. Wait a minute, it was president? It was named after president.
President Harrison. President
Harrison.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a President Harrison, but I guess he spent some time in Perrysburg. What's his first name? Was President Harrison? And when was
William Henry Harrison?
Yeah, that's it. William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison.
He was only in office for a month before he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Perrysburg's claim to fame. So now they have this festival named after Harrison Rally Days, after William Henry Harrison, who was a president for a month and then spent a little bit of time in Perrysburg. So. But now they found out that the dude used to have slaves. So they're now changing Harrison Rally Day to like Perrysburg.
Wait, they didn't just find that out.
Well, yeah, I guess attention. I don't know.
Yeah. What he think? He was just they were just he was hanging around with a lot of black people who wanted to help. Is that what they were like? Wow, he's got some real friendly black people around him.
That's how they explained it. They're like, "Mommy, he's got black people in all these pictures. They liked him.
They liked him. They just followed him around. They even let him whoop him. It was crazy. It was just absolutely crazy."
Only D can make that joke.
Right. That's right.
So now it's called the Positively Perrysburg Fest. God, Perrysburg is so stupid. I just can't with these dumb fucks. But
do you know what's so? It's like why all of a sudden is Perrysburg so woke? Is that what did a bunch of white people get together and go, hey, there are no black people here.
Let's not shame them for doing better, guys. We gotta. You have.
But no, but here, but here's my issue is that, so what if he had slaves? Everyone had slaves back then. Like, I don't like.
Yeah,
I
mean, but you do, you don't have to celebrate them.
But why? Why not? Why do you take one piece of? Okay, so I went to prison. So you can't celebrate all the great things they've done because he did a lot of good things too. Like, we have to start taking.
I mean, I'm sure like Jeffrey Dahmer did really good things too. So we shouldn't focus on the serial killer aspect of his life because he probably did really nice things.
For that old lady one time.
He did come up with a wonderful saute process.
So we should celebrate him because we shouldn't hold that one. When the one thing is horrific, you can't do that. Look, that's not how it works.
Hold on. Here's a false. I'll get you, Tifa. But here's the false equivalency. The false equivalency is if you're a serial killer, that was never in style. Like, it was never cool to be a serial killer. At one point, everybody had slaves, so you were just doing what everyone else was doing. So that your analogy is way off. Go ahead, Tifa.
Okay. So two things. One, not everyone had slaves. Rich landowning white males had slaves. Secondly. All right, this whole I'm a big proponent of you can't judge the past by today's morality. But the fact of the matter is they knew slavery was wrong back then. You can trace earliest abolitionist efforts to the mid 1300s in Europe, and it crossed the sea with the colonists. People knew that chattel slavery was wrong. They chose to ignore that moral part of themselves in favor of money and power.
And you can recognize somebody's place in history without celebrating them. You can do that. You can say they held place in history. They did these positive things. But we're not going to have a party in their fucking name.
Go ahead. How about we just do this? We accept everybody as a whole, right? You can still say, look, this guy did great things. Now, we're not just going to say all he did was great things. Let's look at him as a whole. So people have done great things in this country and have been horrible people. JFK was not a great husband, but he was a great president.
Right?
And nobody fucking drags him through the fucking mud because he was pounding Marilyn Monroe. But that's okay. Like, look, nobody is perfect. We demand people who do great things and who want to do things for their community to be spotless, and no one is spotless. Acceptance.
I don't disagree with
Tiefel. I don't disagree with Dimitri. I don't disagree with any of you. And I'm kind of changing my mind, but I'm really torn on this one because on one side, like Tiefel said, they knew it was wrong and continued to do it. So we should celebrate someone that stood against it. Because that would have been the harder choice because you're choosing a harder life because now you have to pay people and do all this other stuff. So they choose the right thing. But like you said, D, it's like we need to take people's lives as a whole. So I'm torn on this one. So
what did Harrison do? Let's do the scale. What did Harrison do that was so great that we need to have a whole festival after him? What did he do?
Taught everyone you should wear a coat at your inauguration.
Because he got... Shut up! He got pneumonia.
I missed the 18th century president humor. I apologize, Tiefel.
The WTF news from the 18th century. So if you can put him on a scale, and the the positive thing is like, well, he owned people and exploited them, and he treated them like animals, and all that's fine. What did he do?
Okay, well, we're gonna
wipe that out and celebrate him.
Gina, I'm glad you asked what he did. he was a military man. He began his political career when he resigned from the military and campaigned among his friends and family. He was a congressman, Indiana. He was the Indiana territorial governor. So before they were a state, what else? I don't know. Oh, he was.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything great. So let's just get rid of it.
He nearly four decades of government service. He accomplished no substantial wealth during his lifetime, and he subsisted on his savings, a small person, and the income produced by his farm. He cultivated corn, established a distillery to produce whiskey, but he became disturbed by the effects of alcohol on its consumers and look at that. So he realized that, hey, my alcohol is destroying people's lives. So you know what? This is the way I make my money, but I am choosing to shut down my distillery.
Choosing to use his slaves in a different capacity? Is that capacity? Yeah. Is that what it is?
My slaves
will not make alcohol.
No.
He was like, it is obviously my whiskey is destroying young white lives. So I will have these black people that I own stop making it.
Yes, and, so these black people's lives I'm destroying. I'm going to destroy them and do something else.
Yes,
yeah, so positively, Perrysburg is the best way to go, you guys.
I will stop my forced labor to stop processing this whiskey, and I will make them do interpretive dance while everybody watches. Okay, slaves go.
He also had the shortest presidency in the history of our presidents. Which was a month. I think you guys said a month.
Yeah, wear a coat, people.
And there you go. So so we do have to take people's whole. Anyway, I'm torn on this.
That's
one.
Even taking their whole life into consideration, there's nothing to celebrate about this man. He has his place in history, but there doesn't need to be a festival.
He set a world record, shortest presidency ever.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Positively, Perrysburg is going to be a wonderful event. Kudos to Perrysburg for being woke and moving forward.
What I love about all the people in the comments on this thing, and they're all like, you can't erase history. And I'm like, how does this erase history? It was still called the William Harrison whatever festival in the past. We're not changing that it was called that. He still owned slaves. We're not changing that. We're changing the future. It's like people don't understand how time works.
All I'm saying is if they start canceling people after they're dead because of the shit that they owned, when they go through my closet, I am not going
no
to
one's
fare
canceling
well.
Him. Like, they changed the name of a festival. Nobody's like, getting rid of Harrison. We're not trying to wipe him out of history. They're changing the name.
He's been the
festival.
President for a month. This is the only festival he fucking has. And we're not trying to erase him.
You don't get a festival if you owned people. It's a rule.
He also has a pretty large storyline in Parks and Rec.
Oh,
stretches like a few episodes.
You know, T-Fool doesn't ever do a Soussaint of nerd. T-Fool nerds all the way out.
Nerds the fuck out.
Yeah, he is definitely 6-7 cups of nerd in the recipe.
There's his body and all the accoutrement around him is all nerd. Like all the side pieces.
How is it you have a problem with ubiquitous, but random French words put inside it?
We're making fun of you by using the random French words, Tifo.
I'm aware.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Hot Rods Auto Detailing. Hot Rods. Hot Rods coming through.
It only cost you a Soussaint.
That they say in a porno, Hot Rods coming through.
What porno are you watching? I prefer silent porno.
porno from the 20s. It's like porno with the guy playing the piano in the back. Ding 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 ding. And then you see a paper sign that says, "I'm here with your pizza." And then she shows up and she's like, and then another dialogue, "I have no money."
And they overact with their face.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly the kind of porn I like. Black and white. Just the little flickers in the screen. I love it.
Welcome to Domino's slave delivery. I'm out of money for my slave.
Wait, what? That went a different direction.
All right. Anyway, Hot Rods Auto Detailing. You want to get your car done? I think that's where it started. Then get your whole Hot Rod. He's the best in town. Also, by Lawn Greetings of Toledo. Say it in the lawn instead of a card. It can do just about anything, whether it's a birthday, congratulations, holiday greeting, whatever. Welcome to the family. you know, in Perrysburg, they get their first black person in the family. They can say, put that right there in the lawn and let all the neighbors know.
Yeah. All of you parents out there, remember when your daughter brought home her first black boyfriend? Remember that? How uncomfortable you were? Remember? Remember? And then you were like, well, at least he plays football. Right, right, right.
Oh, God. See, I don't think we could do that. I don't think we could do that on the radio. I don't think.
We should. What, we have to say the disclaimer, like Demetrius is black. We have to say that.
Yes, exactly.
Like before every joke, Demetrius, you have to make that disclaimer. Yep.
All right. So anyway, back to the show. It's time for WTF News with Ebenezer Bushrod. Whenever you're ready, Ebenezer, it away.
Hold on, Ebenezer. Firstly, Andrew, it pisses me off that now that I don't have to run out of the door at 7:30 in the morning, you get to Tiefel on time.
Yep. I know.
And Thank you.
Here's the thing, too, is that I know that you don't have to go anymore because the school's in summer. So you have to stay for Tiefel's whole segment every time.
I don't mind. I didn't leave because of Tiefel. I left because I had to go.
No,
that's what somebody who left for Tiefel would say.
But
all right. Well, I got to go. Bye.
All right, Tiefel, go ahead, Marshall.
Let's hear it.
All right, so, you know, this weekend was kind of nice for some people. They wanted to go out and have some fun. So people went, revelers, you know, boaters and stuff, went out on Moses Lake in Washington State and having a good time. And,
did you say Moses Lake?
Yes, Moses Lake.
Does it like randomly like split part? Itself in part?
So there's a video out on TikTok showing there was a boat that was out on there, and they were flying their pride flag, big and strong. And apparently another group on another boat decided they didn't like this, and they started circling the other boat and harassing them and flipping them off and all that.
No.
But irony upon ironies and karma upon karma came, and the boat of the people who were harassing caught on fire. Sending the group of three that was harassing the group with the flags into the water and then swimming towards the gay pride flag boat for help. now these people would have been well within their rights to say, keep on swimming, but they went ahead and helped them aboard their boat. The fire department came out, put out the fire. They impounded the damaged boat. There was one person with minor injuries. They refused medical treatment. On there, and the people on the boat that were getting harassed have told the sheriff they don't wish to shame the people that were that were harassing them or pursue any sort of charges or anything of that nature.
God's wrath come down on Moses River and striketh down. Best.
So there's that. Then out of Miami.
Was this story number two already?
Yes, it's story number two.
We were commenting though.
You stopped commenting, and everyone else was quiet
about how big that was.
He took a breath, and Tiefel had to interject with the next story.
He literally was quiet for like 20 seconds, and nobody else said anything else.
You went like this. Now on to the next story.
That's not what happened.
Usually, I'd be pleased that we're going to story two so quickly. Go ahead, Tiefel. Story two.
I hate you all so much. So
I just got here. What do you mean?
So out of Miami, 26-year-old Michael Williams, who has a 10-year-old son, was apparently scheming with his son and decided to take his son's suggestion and drive by somebody else's house. It's unclear whether or not they actually knew this person. So that his son, because his son wanted to do a drive-by paintballing of this other person's house. Mm-hmm. So they decide to, you know, they get over the house, they slow down. Yep, you're doing the math, Gina. He's 26 with a 10-year-old son.
No, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just trying to follow your story.
No, Michael and his son got together. His son wanted to do a drive-by paintballing of somebody else's house. And the 26-year-old decided, hey, that's a great idea. Let's go do that. And so they go out. and they start passing the guy's house, and the 10-year-old starts shooting at the house with his paintballs. Well, the resident of the house mistook it for actual gunfire and returned fire, hitting the 10-year-old, as well as apparently in the confusion afterwards, the 10-year-old also got hit by a van. He's expected to recover and be perfectly fine.
Can I wait? How did he
get hit? That's a bad day.
How did he get hit by a van? Wasn't he in the car? Sounds like you're doing a walk by.
Yeah, they were in a car initially, but I imagine after he got shot, probably pulled him from the car and was trying, waiting for 911 or whatever. And it said all the article says is the child was further injured in the confusion and run over by a van. On there, Williams is charged with reckless driving, as well as child neglect with great bodily harm. The owner of the home who returned fire is not facing any charges.
This sounds a lot like, did you guys hear that story about the lady who shot her 5-year-old son on accident?
No.
They were outside and the neighbor's dog across the street got out of the house and it was running towards her house. And so she grabbed her gun, shot at the neighbor's dog, missed the dog. The bullet ricocheted, hit her 5-year-old.
Jesus.
And then they went to the neighbor to talk to him about his reaction. And his response was, "I don't know why she tried to shoot my dog. We were all standing outside. We could have handled this different." But like, sir, there was a 5-year-old that got shot, but she tried to murder my dog.
was the 5-year-old okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to turn his back on his mom anytime soon. But
just keeping that head on a swivel.
Ooh, that baby's going to have some trust.
Did you guys see that girl that pushed the bear?
Yes. I loved her.
Really? 17 years old? You got 6 fucking dogs. I see a bear in my backyard and I got 6 dogs. Guess what? At the end of this, I got 4 dogs and I'm not in my house. You know, that's what the fuck?
I would absolutely fight a bear for my cats.
For those who don't know that the bear was going to attack one or two of her dogs. And then so she ran out there to save the dog and fought the bear.
Well, the bear was walking with its cubs and the dogs went at the bear. It was walking on the fence and then the dogs went over barking at it and it swiped at the dogs. So she ran out and pushed the bear off the fence and got her dogs in the house. And she didn't think about that. It's not like she thought that through, you guys. There's no thought process involved when you love something. It's just what you do.
And I don't know
I don't know if I get what you're saying, Gina, but if I look, if I'm in that state and then I look and it's a fucking bear, I love you, but there's a limit.
I don't know if you saw her interview too. As a kid, her favorite nursery rhyme was Humpty Dumpty. So she was always waiting for this moment.
I can't tell if he's being serious or if he's making this shit up, you guys.
And that's a shame, Gina. That is a damn shame.
No, because people are stupid. Like,
I'm
going
to need
totally...
you never to be on a jury ever, ever, ever.
I can't tell if this guy's telling the truth or
not. Look at this face. You wouldn't fight a bear for that face? Look at him.
I wouldn't fight a raccoon for that face.
That cat looks very delicious as far as a bear is concerned. And bon appetit.
He
with a sousson of pepper and what was that with its ubiquitous deliciousness?
All right.
One of the stories I rejected for this was a woman in Spain who died of COVID and got eaten by her own house cats.
Cats do.
I would sacrifice my body for my cats if they were starving. They can eat me. It's okay. As long as I'm already dead and they don't like plot to kill me.
Cat everywhere is plotting to kill you. No, that's not it. That's only 2 stories. We have Stan news. We have news out of Kyrgyzstan.
Wait. Everyone knows goodness. Why is it not 3? Let's do 3 stories. Why is it 4?
Everybody knows the rule of 3.
The rule of 3. It's the rule of 3, bro.
Yeah, but that was only 2, so this would be the 3rd one, but I also have 4. So deal with it.
I think by four, our mind wanders a little bit. I think we should go through.
I think your mind.
My mind wandered 30 seconds in.
See? No, in out of Kyrgyzstan, you know, it's a pretty impoverished nation, and so they've had to rely on donations of vaccine for COVID, especially since the president
of their country vaccines.
It's pretty much
hey, you need some vaccine. Gotcha.
So, they just take the little syringes that have a little bit left, and they just squirt them into one, and they make one vaccine.
It is Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson vaccine. It is you will love it. It requires 1.5 shots. It's a great vaccine, and we also throw in wireless Bluetooth speaker for you.
It's the Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson, Prego. We had to fill the vial. We were just a little short.
The water.
Delicious Prego.
Brought to you by Fiji.
Especially since their president has been promoting a poisonous root boiled in water as a cure-all for COVID. So they've had a really... Yeah,
it'll definitely take care of the COVID.
So recently, Russia donated 20,000 doses of the Sputnik V vaccine for them.
Wait a second. From the president who poisons people regularly, you're going to accept the donation of vaccines from him?
It's very effective.
No. The Russia donated to Kyrgyzstan.
You don't have
to give like to give you
right.
Rest Putin, of
one at a time.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about. Never mind. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I'm saying Putin is known for poisoning people. It's sort of his jam, and he just gave them 20 million vaxes. I'm not trusting that shit.
Well, first of all, that's the guy I am trusting. He knows his way around chemicals, so I'm gonna go to that guy. I like that guy. And frankly, I mean, it's just the name Sputnik. I don't think you want to put Sputnik. It sounds like a forcible sex act. And
I thought it sounded like a spaceship. Yeah. But
why is the needle tapered? And why are you aiming it towards my butt?
Your Honor. I'm getting a divorce from you because he made me do a Sputnik every day.
Yes, it was this. We do the Sputnik and then the rusty trombone. I was not happy. Ever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So about 1,000 of those doses were sitting in a state clinic until recently when a cleaner decided he needed to charge his cell phone and unplugged the fridge that was housing the doses of the vaccine, spoiling them and having them to be destroyed.
I thought that happened here, too.
Yeah,
that dude did it on purpose.
But that one was on purpose. This one was just a hapless cleaner that didn't realize what he was doing and needed to charge his cell.
He was texting with his side piece, and that was super important. He didn't want his phone to die, so.
And QD's Russian side piece accent.
He's Svetlana. I have millions of doses of Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson vaccine. Would you like to come over and bathe in them as we do shots of vodka?
What would you do for them?
This further complicates vaccine efforts in the impoverished nation, considering up to date, only about 50,000 people of the 6.5 million that live there have been vaccinated, at least their first dose.
You know what my favorite part of the WTF news is? Is the way Tiefel power? Is the way Tiefel powers through? No matter what we say, he does not get derailed. Like I feel like it's my goal in life to derail him from his news now because
he does that for everything. He doesn't let you. He doesn't let anything he does marinate. He's gonna power through and make sure he gets his fucking point across all the time, no matter what it is. WTF news doesn't matter. All of it.
All right, we got a fourth story. Do it. Let's go.
All right. That was WTF News, Ebenezer Bushrod. Thank you.
What? Yes.
No, we got one more story.
Yes. Dude, bro, if this story isn't better than the last story, Christopher, read it and ask yourself, yes. Is this the closer?
Do we
is
have
this, is this the closer?
What they have to know? Is this what they have to know to is this the most important thing they're taking away from this show? Is this last story? If it's not, then we should end now.
I, mean, I want to hear it.
We're going
to
let you make the choice, Tiefel.
So, for many, many years, many generations, women and everybody have accused men of thinking with their testicles. And it turns out that your brain and your testicles are surprisingly similar in anatomy. They actually share over 13,000 common proteins between the two. And as well as structure and everything, these scientists believe that it's a convergent evolution of the organs.
Had to be just came back at perfect time. I was like, "It's such a good story."
It's scientists believe it might have been something to do with like convergent evolution of the organs, kind of like how koala bears have similar fingerprints to ours. Which, by the way, if you ever want to commit a crime, bring a koala. Wait a minute.
You just threw a little like nugget in a nugget. Like
that was the story. That the koala bear thing was the story.
Yes.
Like everybody knows about your testicles. That's what they call you a dickhead. Like well, that is
that's what I'm saying. Is this
why everyone calls people. That that's insult. Why everyone calls you a dickhead.
This actually confirms that insult.
The Tiefel's news section is going to be all you would have had to do is ask a female. And that's because that we would have done quite a few of those stories where all you have to do is ask and we'll tell you. We knew that. We've known that for a long time.
So scientists are still studying it to, you know, suss everything out. But they're saying the highest expression levels in the cerebral cortex and the testes suggest that these genes may contribute to a phenotypic feature that are exclusive to humans. And
what the
so
it's a phenotypic feature. What?
Why do we want to know that?
Ubiquitous lexicon.
We don't need to know that. We don't need to know that.
Such as improved cognitive ability.
Jesus. All right.
So balls and make you have improved cognitive ability. Is that what you just said?
They're researching it more on there, but the functionality is there. So basically, if somebody think if you get accused of thinking with your junk, you probably are.
Right. Literally. Tomorrow, rule of three is in effect on the show. Tiefel.
Good God.
There's nothing wrong with four stories. You didn't have a problem with it till today.
Everyone's voting three.
I'm not voting. Tiefel, you should do six stories tomorrow.
Gina, shut the fuck
which
up.
Is literally three times two.
Except right. for I have to. But except for the problem is nobody's going to be here tomorrow. So you're going to be all by yourself doing
tomorrow. You get to do 10 stories. 10 stories.
I want you to do tomorrow at 6:30. Be here and do all the stories. It could just be a whole show of what WTF news tomorrow. WTF news just for you, Tiefel.
Good morning, Ashley, and goodbye, Ashley. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Goodbye, everybody. Come on.
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo, digital media.